This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A House committee vote is expected Tuesday on the pain awareness abortion ban. H.R. 1797 calls for a federal abortion ban after 20 weeks gestation. A Delaware complaint against Planned Parenthood abortionist Timothy Liverite calls him a clear and immediate danger to the public. The Delaware Attorney General's complaint cites him for injuring and mistreating women. Other complaints include oversedating patients, improper patient assessment, and failure to properly administer oxygen. "Tell me who you hang out with, and I'll tell you who you are," is a favorite quote of Ana Marie Chavez, CEO of Girl Scouts USA. A former Girl Scout says that this is significant because of Ms. Chavez's association with people like Planned Parenthood execs, Peter Singer, who advocates infanticide for those undeserving of life, and who regularly joins groups to advocate for abortions worldwide. 17-year-old Sydney Volansky is making a one-person crusade against her formerly beloved Girl Scouts. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Pope Francis has an encouraging message for single mothers who rejected an abortion. Your baby is welcome for Catholic baptism. During a private mass at his residence, Pope Francis conveyed his message with notable irony or even sarcasm, criticizing those who would institute another sacrament of what he called the Pastoral Customs Office. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.